A weak solidarity bricky team listener when Big Supremo Scuttle Them More Less Than, aka ScoMo, announced our plan, doing whatever it's supposed to do, the Australian way, the true blue Aussie way, true blue Aussie way, true blue Aussie way, true blue Aussie way. But which sounded a hell of a lot like the true blue Aussie way we've been doing nothing about the same thing for years. Still, it seems we can now reach zero emissions in a mere 29 years, remarkably without reducing our reliance on beautiful, nothing to be afraid of, coal and gas and oil, thanks to technology, not taxes. Technology, not taxes. Allowing Trooper the Aussie to meet and beat our commitments in a canter. Meet and beat our commitments in a canter. And don't forget, the Minister for Fossils, oh, and emissions reduction, Angus Tailings, reminded us, we also met our Kyoto commitment. Wish someone would remind him of the emissions reductions bit of his portfolio. But Angus, our Kyoto commitment was to increase our pollution. We were the only country which committed to increase our emissions. And we met that commitment in a canter. And we did it the true blue Aussie way. Which the true blue Aussie way is certainly unique, relying on the legerdemain of creating something from nothing. Unless, of course, the government believes the planet won't survive until 2050 and therefore there's no need to do anything anyway. Business as usual, to paraphrase Tom Lehrer, we'll all go together when we go. And anyway, we've already done heaps. Huge successes, ScoMo and Angus boasted, citing the high uptake of rooftop solar as proof of their policies on renewable energy, which we'll only accept if we concede they can boast of their credentials when their contribution was a not all that encouraging zero. Well, zero minus. Or in this Melbourne Cup week, sub-zero. Speaking of sub-zero or zero minus, the plan was handed to Scuttle Them by Hayseed and Sheepshit Party Supremo Barnacle, who replaced the other bloke largely because the other bloke might be soft on opposing the zero emissions target. So that's worked a treat. As poor Barnacle said, he opposed the plan he had just handed Scuttle Them, but didn't think this meant his re-accession had failed, but showed he was a true believer in party democracy, especially the bit where they re-elected him with all the perks that go with it, confirming that commitment by declaring he would respect the vote of the great minds in the party room, which delivered him all those perks. And all those costs to the public purse the hayseed and sheepshit lot extracted will probably leak into the political environment over time like a paddock full of, say, burping cow, and not risk losing another election on climate change. We've got to admire their courage, haven't we? Their socialist convictions. Well, they're certainly racking up plenty of convictions. In a flip of the coin, the economy wrecking, as the True Blue Aussie Business Profits Council put it, policy the Socialist Party took to the last election is now the Business Profits Council's policy, but no longer the Socialist Party's policy, as it reeled from the caring business class, but it was uncosted and therefore would further wreck the economy. Yes, we ask Arnold then, what are the costs of your new road to Damascus plan? It will be costed the true blue Aussie way, and we will provide that information at the appropriate time, which is after the election. Bit of reassurance for Scuttle Them as he scuttles off to Glasgow, adding a bit more aviation fuel to the cause, if he feels a bit isolated by ignorant leaders who get the silly impression he may not be taking climate change abatement all that seriously. Our advice, Scuttle Them, is cozy up to whoever's representing Saudi Arabia, because good news, you'll have a lot in common. True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review headline this week, Saudi signed to net zero while lifting output. See? They could be the closest of mates. With three Her Most Gracious Majesty's Royal Commissions verifying what we all knew, that the crook casino is as crook can be, our local commissioner saying after all the evidence as he retired to make his final recommendations, they are so crook they couldn't possibly retain their license to run their private state-endorsed mint, then naturally he found what we all knew he would find, that they could retain their license to a private mint. It reminds me of a cartoon in an English financial paper as governments were bailing out the banks during the global financial crisis. Response from little girl at the dinner table as her parents ask, "What do you want to be when you grow up, dear?" "I want to be too big to fail." Don't we have to admire these displays of government and judicial courage of their convictions? And again, speaking of convictions, unless I miss something, not one recommendation that anyone be charged over all the criminality, the theft, the exploitation, crime upon crime upon crime, but no criminal. Except the end result. Absolutely criminal. No, that's not the end result. Crook shares shot up immediately. That's all that matters. I'm sure, listener, well, hands up anyone who seriously thought they would take the license away. Yes, I'm sure we all hoped beyond hope, but knew it was wishful thinking, and they wouldn't have the guts. And there's all that lovely money, billions of that as well. In the deja vu department, from respectable pillars of society like and such likeable human beings as Jamie Puker and his Crook Casino, Jamie and co, who will never stand in nor deserve to stand in the dock, to the real criminals in this society who must be convicted. Yes, sadly have to say it, evil unions and lazy, avaricious workers. It is criminal, criminal what the maritime workers are doing to poor Pat Pricks, intent on imposing crippling work practices on their caring employer like wages and conditions, forcing poor Pat Pricks to say enough is enough. End negotiations which, and this will make you laugh, listener, which the evil union claims Pat Pricks hasn't been taking seriously, when we all know caring employers always take negotiations seriously, making sure they drag on and on and on. So poor Pat Pricks has been forced to apply to have its union agreement terminated and workers reduced to the most basic wages and conditions, as industrial action threatens all our Christmases. Uncaring, uncaring, evil unions, with other caring employers urging the governments, federal and state, to intervene to force the lazy, avaricious workers to make sure we have a Christmas. Because they know, well, we all know that the threat to Christmas and to goods on the shelves, retail therapy, the real meaning of life, is 100% down to the lazy, avaricious workers egged on by their evil union, and the caring employer is 100% innocent, doing nothing more than what caring employers do. Deja vu. Pat Pricks attempted to reform the waterfront back then with a few trained killer scabs, or, that's an illegal word, workers who just want to do an unfair day's work for an unfair day's pay, trained in Dubai, aided and abetted by the little bald-headed bloke who used to be big supremo back in those dark ages and the Minister for Caring Employers, Peter Root the Workers. Pat Pricks, led by the highly responsible man who just wanted to make the workers a bit more productive, well, world's best practice, Chris Lie again. And some years later, Chris re-entered the industry as supremo of Cube, and then Cube and Pat Pricks became one, and the circle keeps circling. Deja vu, and yet again, all poor Pat Pricks wants to do is modernize the waterfront. World's best practice wasn't enough. And for its gallant efforts, what thanks? The unmodernized workers want to destroy our lives. Now, long delays in the supply chain seem to be happening across the globe, but no, in this case, it's all down to the evil unions, poor, innocent Pat Pricks. Finally, back where we started, Scummo assured us in a so-called think piece in the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin, he has a credible plan to get the job done. And true blue was he can always trust the caring business class and hayseed and sheep shit parties to have the right economic plan to enable true blue was he to deal with the challenge of climate change. And he didn't even add, if there is such a thing. But he didn't need to tell us we can trust them, and we know we can. And important that it must be seen as the right economic plan and not some long-haired commie greenie wouldn't work at an iron left environmental plan. Good morning.